Hare Krishna. Illness and Doom and Sharanagati Dham have a question in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Wherein it's written, Dvaitacharya said that he knows the confidential reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. So they're asking, well, what is that confidential reason? There are many reasons when Krishna does something. There are many reasons for everything that he does. Some are the obvious reason, the sometimes referred to as the external reason, and then others are the internal reason, the confidential reason. We know that the external reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas is for preaching, because he saw that his students weren't giving him actually due respect. They weren't taking him very seriously, and if they didn't take him very seriously, then how was he going to realize his mission of spreading Krishna consciousness? So, because everyone takes sannyasis seriously, at least they did in those days, and it's a Vedic injunction that people are meant to offer respect to sannyasis. So Lord Chaitanya thought, well, yes, it will be natural that if I'm a sannyasi, people will show respect, and out of respect, they will take more seriously what I have to say. Particularly, they will take more seriously the chanting of Hare Krishna, and they won't ridicule it or ridicule me. We see that this mission is parallel to, corresponds to, what Kaviraj Goswami explains as being the external reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, which was to preach. But then we see that there are also internal reason. There was the confidential reason. And what was the confidential reason? Well, those are given as three in number: Shiradhaya, Mahima Kidrishovanayaiva, and so on, to be absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna, the happiness that he tastes, and so on. So these were the internal. When Krishna does things, he's not a shallow person. He's a very deep person. So therefore, he achieves multiple purposes. In this case, he achieved what was his own purpose, fulfilling his own purpose, and also fulfilling the purpose of the Yuga Avatar, which Kaviraj Goswami explains as Lord Vishnu's purpose. So, the taking of sannyas, or the confidential reason for taking sannyas, is also in line with this Radha-bhav. Is what does Srimati Radharani and the gopis and the residents of Vrindavan and pure devotees, what do they embody? Well, they embody the ultimate meaning of renunciation. Satnyas, for the pleasure of the absolute truth, for Krishna's pleasure, you're willing to give up everything. You're willing to give up your name, your fame, your family, or anything. But Krishna should be pleased. Krishna should be happy. And, of course, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, the majority of sannyasis were Mayavadi sannyasis, and there were so many Mayavadi sannyasis prominent at that time. Lord Chaitanya preached to them, showing them that, yes, this is what sannyas is about. It's about giving up everything for Krishna, about glorifying Krishna, about chanting Krishna's holy names. It's not about liberation. Liberation is just a byproduct of that. And that the real sannyasis are not these false renunciates who give up the world that doesn't belong to them, but the real sannyasis are those who use everything in Krishna's service. Yukta vairagya mucchati. That's real sannyas, satnyas. So, as far as I understand, that's the confidential reason. Of course, Vaitacharya is Mahavishnu, so what he understands of the Lord's pastimes is much deeper than that. And of course, we should always keep in mind that things aren't immediately always what they seem. There are other purposes behind things that happen in the world, things that happen to us as people. Sometimes we may understand those things, and sometimes it may not be immediately obvious. Even to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, it wasn't immediately obvious everything that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing. They didn't understand the meaning of the song that he was chanting at Rath Yatra. Not everyone was privy or knew what was going on in the Gambira. It requires proper association and proper company to actually understand more than just what meets the eye. Hare Krishna.